Hello?
Hi, this is Alex Rignell. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, first of all, is Angelia Rose there?
This is she.
Okay, thank you. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Okay, next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Next question. What is your age?
56, going on 57. I'm 57 this year.
Okay, 56 then. Okay, next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote,
yeah.
Are the chances? Okay, definitely vote then. And the next question, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I mean, it's something that I do.
So, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, in a scale from 0 to 10?
I'm motivated. I'm pretty motivated.
So, at 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, thinking about the directions your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, dissatisfied. Thank you. The next one is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Hello?
Well, just say somewhat.
Somewhat approved, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About halfway.
Okay, so the next question is, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
So.
Yeah, in a scale. Oh, okay, yeah, 50. Thank you. The next one is the Republican Party.
Ten.
Okay. The next one is Tammy Baldwin.
About 50.
Okay. The next one is J.D. Vance.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. The next one is Joe Biden.
And it's like, Jim's conditions, what do you mean that I feel bad as a person? I like him, you know?
Yeah. But generally speaking, in a scale from 0 to 100?
I like by 9. I give at least 70, 75.
Okay, 70. 75, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Project 2025.
Oh, I'm familiar with it, if that's what you're asking. What are you asking about that? Do I agree with it or disagree? What are you asking about Project 2025?
Oh, okay. As I mentioned it to you, is on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. That's why I'm asking.
Zero.
The next one is Donald Trump.
He didn't ride along next to him, 0. I mean, okay, give him a 5. Because some things that he says, I do agree with. It's just his presentation, and he's an idiot. But that's why it makes it so bad. He has some points that I do agree with, but very little. Very little. So I'd say 5%.
5%. Okay. And the next one is the Democratic Party.
Fifty percent.
Thank you so much. The next one is, I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't hear you so well. Did you say Robert F.
Yes.
Kennedy Jr.? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. The next question is, and if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay. And what's the main reason you are supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, with him, I believe he's about the people. You know, politics, and you have a lot of times with the politics, it's about the have and the have not. With him, I think he would be fair to both.
Okay, give me just one moment. Okay. Thank you. The next is, I'm going to read you some reasons, authors have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, and a 5 means that it's someone convincing to reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So, the first statement is, elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedom. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, stripped down affirmative action laws, which people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities. Rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected a student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on his
on this out-of-control cord trying to roll back or right. Is that a convincing reason to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. The next one is, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the story of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for a more united future. If we want the history, our children to learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10, is that convincing to you? Hello?
Yes, 10.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have a really rolled back reproductive rights, or voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. But we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. In a scale from 0 to 10, is that convincing to you?
10.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich, instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. And a scale from 0 to 10, is that convincing to you? Thank you. The next one is, sometimes over the, okay, this is just to make sure, okay? It's a question that I have already asked, but as I mentioned to you, over the course of a survey, people change their minds if it's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay. And once again, as I told you before, please your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
Then I will be voting.
Okay. The next one is, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris.
I'm asking you to vote. I have to go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read you, as I told you before, No.